My dad was like, who keeps up with everything sports wise, like all the sports.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, it's draft night. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he was like, I
Wait a
mean,
second. He invited you to draft night and you had no idea?
yes, I thought it was literally a cookout. Like I thought we were having family dinner with hamburgers and hot dogs. And I get there and I'm not kidding you, there were like 15, 20 cars in the driveway. Like I almost left. I was like, there's so many people here.
What is up, everybody? My name is Maria Martin, and I am your host for Married to the Game. And this week's episode is such a treasured one because we haven't really visited the Braves in quite some time. Of course, we had Brian Snicker's wife on, but this was prior to the World Series championship win. So I've been dying to get someone on the inside back on the podcast. And this is a new guest. It's not Brian Snicker's wife, even though Ronnie is incredible. And she's just about the sweetest guest that I could even imagine having on this show. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this episode because it is Anna Riley. She's the wife of current Atlanta Braves third baseman Austin Riley, who has really just had a terrific last few years in his career. He's so early into his Major League Baseball career, but it just keeps getting better and better with time. So he's such an exciting player to watch right now, perhaps one of the most exciting in the National League this season. So it's such a joy to watch his career through the eyes of his wife as well, and you're going to hear a lot of that perspective today. The story of how they met is hysterical. I mean, seriously, if you know anything about Austin Riley, you're just going to get such a good laugh out of their story of when they first started dating. Also, they have a brand new baby coming in just a few weeks, so we talk about navigating that whenever there is a baseball season, and she's getting close. It's probably about 3 weeks from now, and they're getting ready to be new parents, so a lot of fun changes for them, including a World Series championship. What more could you ask for? Buckle up, everybody. She's fantastic. Anna Riley, and this is Married to the Game. And I'm so excited that I talked you into coming on the podcast because I think a lot of people are so excited about the Braves in general right now, but especially your husband, Austin Riley. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm so excited. And, you know, you and I share a mutual friend. And I don't know if she told you where I went to college. Did she tell you?
She did not.
So I went to Ole Miss.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
I was like, I don't know. Do I lead with this whenever you first come on the podcast? But I still think it's fine. We can be friends. You went to Mississippi State?
Yes, I did. I love Mississippi State. But don't get me wrong. I definitely had some fun times in Oxford, too. So.
I mean, it's kind of disappointing that Austin didn't play for Mississippi State just because the baseball scene there is unbelievable.
It is so fun. He actually has two cousins that one of them is on the team now, Cameron James, and then
awesome.
Keegan was on it a few years ago. He and Austin are literally a day apart in age. So they shared everything growing up, and I wish they could have shared that together, but I think everything worked out the way it should.
Yeah, it definitely did. Do you guys ever go to baseball games? I know it's probably hard, especially this point in the year, but have you guys been able to make it to Starkville at all?
We didn't get to make it to any this year with the uncertainty, like the lockout and everything. Yeah. I do want to go. My little sister's boyfriend is a catcher there.
Oh, cool.
So we would love to go, but it might be a little while before we get to go back.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're getting ready to start opening day tomorrow, which is, it's so crazy. I mean, what is, I want to go back to how you guys met and stuff, but since we're already talking about things ramping up here, what is it like around your household around opening day?
Chaotic, I guess, is really the only word to describe it, which of course Austin's always calm, cool, and collected. He has no problem with anything. He's always level-headed. But like I was telling you earlier, my parents just left this morning because we just got moved into the house yesterday. And then Austin's parents and his sister, brother-in-law, and their little almost 6-month-old baby are coming tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
So everyone's going to be here for opening day, and I'm really really excited. I'm ready for the season to get going. I feel like my year doesn't start until baseball starts, which is
No, it's not weird. I think it's awesome because really, I mean, that is kind of what your lives are centered around is baseball. And so that's not only his whole identity really, and yours as well. I mean, it's a big part of your lives. And what people don't realize, or I guess people do if they follow you on social media or Austin, is that you're getting ready to have a baby in 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I mean, that's just, I don't know. Does it make it more chaotic now this opening day that you're getting ready to have a baby here around the corner?
Not really. I could not have done it without my parents, honestly. I don't know what I would have done without them, because with the lockout, we kind of just, you know, Austin packed in a day and left for spring training, and like we got him there, and then like we had to pack up the house at home, like get everything ready there and bring it all here. And but now that we're settled, I think I'm fine. I think okay. I'm good. We're just at the waiting phase now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you're also in the process of a move, which you just finished, which is great. So do you guys spend the off season in Mississippi? Is that what you do?
We do, in Hernando, Mississippi. Austin and I are both from, well, I'm from South Haven, but I mean, it's like the same thing, basically. We went to the same high school. So we're both from there, and both our parents are there, and all of our siblings. So yes, we all live there.
Okay. Since you bring up Mississippi and the fact that you guys are both from there, went to high school together, but you didn't start dating until when?
After, so I am a year older. Austin always messes with me.
What do you mean? What do you mean he messes with you?
He calls me a cougar. It's so rude.
But I think just that's funny.
A year, we do have that like awkward phase where like because his birthday was April 2nd, so just like last week.
Oh wow.
And he turned 25, so we do have that little awkward phase where like there's like a month, literally, because my birthday is in March, a month where I'm like 2 years older. But
oh my gosh, so I bet he really tells you that then, huh?
Yeah, he tells me how old I am. It's really messed up.
That's funny. Okay, so in high school, you guys went to the same high school, but you were in a grade above him, I guess?
Right. Okay. And then we started dating after my freshman year at Mississippi State. So
yeah. What? How did that even transpire? I mean, did you guys know each other in high school? I guess, right?
We knew each other. We didn't really run in the same crowd or anything.
Yeah.
I really think mostly just because of the age difference. And you're going to laugh, but Snapchat.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I haven't heard that yet on this podcast. I kind of love that.
Yeah. He like got my Snapchat from a mutual friend's, well, one of his friend's girlfriends was my grade. And she texted me one day and was like, "Hey, I hope you don't mind. Like, I gave Austin your Snapchat." And so I was like, oh goodness.
Did he just like message you or what?
He just kind of like, I mean, he added me and then we started Snapchatting and then, yeah, it's kind of funny because like, you know, college gets out before high school for summer.
Yeah.
So I had come home and my little sister, who is a year younger than Austin, so he's in between us.
Yeah.
She was Snapchatting him. Like they were friends. They had had classes together and stuff. And like, I came home from college for the summer and I guess I was just in the background of her snaps. And then he started Snapchatting me and then it just was downhill from there. I gave him my number on Snapchat. Because
you were like, let's not like message on Snapchat anymore.
Well, I would always forget what I said. You know how it disappears.
Oh yeah. You can't even tell.
You could save it. So that's really funny. I mean,
that's amazing. I kind of love that. Go Austin, sliding into the Snapchat DMs. That's funny.
The DMs. It was funny. I mean, it's just crazy to say that now that we're here.
I know. So obviously, I guess you never really thought of Austin in that way when you were in high school. Is it, I don't know, does it kind of blow your mind that you're married to someone you went to high school with, but you didn't really know him then, I guess?
Yeah, it really does. But I always say, like, I think it worked out for the best because I don't know if we would have met as well if we had dated in high school.
Yeah. I mean, you changed so much.
We're very different, but it all worked out perfect.
Here are your Sonic Patty Melts. Enjoy your Sonic. Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
The Patty Melt is back. Enjoy 100% pure seasoned beef, melty American cheese, grilled onions, and thick Texas toast. The Sonic Patty Melt, $3.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Try one half price in the app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
So you were going to Mississippi State, and Austin, I'm trying to put the pieces together here, because I know, like, he had an opportunity to play at Mississippi State, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't because he got drafted.
Signed or committed there.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was supposed to go there, and then he got drafted, and everything changed.
So were you with him when he got drafted?
Okay, I was. I did not. This is actually, like, nobody believes it, but it's 100% true. I did not know anything about baseball. When I say, like, I was a cheerleader, so football was my thing.
Yeah.
Didn't go to baseball games in high school. I thought the team was, you know, full of themselves, and didn't really do any of that. And then Austin, when we were Snapchatting, he was like, hey, do you want to come over for a barbecue at my parents' house tonight? Like, my dad's grilling burgers and hot dogs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. He was like, I think my parents might have a few more friends over too. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm like on my way out the door, and my dad was like, who keeps up with everything sports wise, like all the sports.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, it's draft night. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he was like, I mean,
wait a second. He invited you to draft night and you had no idea?
Yes. I thought it was literally a cookout. Like, I thought we were having family dinner with hamburgers and hot dogs. And I get there, and I'm not kidding you, there were like 15, 20 cars in the driveway. Like, I almost left. I was like, there's so many people here.
His Wait, mother, he couldn't have given you a heads up? He just said, no, it's a barbecue?
Literally barbecue. Didn't tell me he was like even draft eligible. Like, I didn't know what a draft was. Like, I had no idea about baseball at all whatsoever. Didn't know what I was getting into at all.
I cannot and even. That is so funny.
It was crazy. And I get that. I don't think his mom spoke to me the whole night. Like, I think she was so like uptight about draft, like she didn't even speak to me.
Yeah, she was probably like funny, nervous, like,
laugh about it now, but yeah. Like, it's just hilarious.
So were you, was this like a, what kind of date was this? Was this like first, second, third? Had you guys been hanging out?
We had been hanging out for almost a month, I guess.
That's but it. We and like, he didn't want to tell you?
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no clue. Literally, it was very overwhelming. And then, you know, they call his name, and I was like, so what does this mean? And he was like, well, I'm leaving. And I was like, no, what does this mean for us?
Right.
Where are we? What are we?
What did he say?
So, well, he left and we weren't dating, so we weren't official. And then his sister got married August 7th or 8th.
Okay.
That same year. So like, he got drafted May or June or whatever, and then his sister got married. And when he came home for that wedding, that's when it was like official.
Which is so you guys had like, you kept talking or whatever.
Yes. Oh yeah. We were communicating constantly, but I didn't go see him or anything because I was like, we're not dating. Like, no.
Right. Good for you. Good for you. Wait. So he came back, and then I still, that blows my mind. So was it awkward at all on draft night, because you guys were like,
oh my gosh. So awkward. Yeah.
I would have freaked out.
It was insane. Actually, we ended up, so the mutual friend that gave him my Snapchat.
Yeah.
Her name's Paige, and her boyfriend at the time, Brant, the four of us ended up like leaving the draft party and like went and got ice cream. And like, cause Austin couldn't handle all the people. He doesn't really like a lot of attention and a lot of people like bombarding him. So we actually left and got ice cream, and his mom thought we were going to miss his name being called, which is, it was really funny. I mean,
but you were there.
We didn't miss it, but yeah, we were all there. It was fun.
At least you were with some other people. Like, it wasn't like the pressure of you sitting there as like the girl he's kind of dating. You know what I mean? Like, that would be worse if you were just like sitting there by yourself. That would be terrible.
I'm really glad that Paige was there to like be my buffer. She really helped me do it because I was very awkward.
I mean, rightfully so. I would feel so freaked out. I would be like, wait a second. I'm walking into a situation where, was that the first time you met his parents too?
Yes, that was my first
Oh
time
my.
meeting his parents. It was, and of course, like if you've ever met his dad, he's like the most lovable human on this earth. He's
That's
like
so
hugging
awesome.
me. He's like, "Hey, welcome." Da, 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 da. And I'm like, "Hi." It was good though.
I love that though, because to think you guys are married now, I mean, you can look back and like maybe it would have been a little bit different had you guys been for real dating, but I actually like this a little bit better. And I'm kind of surprised that Austin just totally blindsided you. I was like, hey, I'm just having this barbecue. Oh, by the way, I'm getting drafted.
Yeah, I literally, oh my gosh, as clueless could be. Like, felt so stupid afterwards. I got home and dad was like, "So, how was
Well,
it?"
at least your dad kind of gave you a heads up, right?
Yes, he was the only one who gave me any indication that like something special was happening. I seriously thought there was going to be like 10 people, like
Yeah.
Austin's immediate family and then some of his parents like friends. And then I get there and there's a house full and everyone's like glued to the TV and yeah, it was something else.
What a disaster, but still a really funny story. I just wish he would have given you a heads up. That's really funny. He probably liked you a little bit more too, because you had no idea what that was. You know what I mean? Like you weren't you didn't like him because he was getting drafted.
Oh, I did not like him. Actually, after our very first date, I didn't think it was going to go any further because if you ever talk to him, he is so shy, like beyond shy. And we went to, I'm not kidding you, Salsarita's. Like he took me to Salsarita's and we're sitting there and he barely spoke to me like the whole time. And then after that, we went to, there's this place in Hernando. It's like called The Dip or the Velvet Cream and it's the ice cream place to go to.
Yeah.
And we went there and then we went and walked around like Sports Authority. Like it's
I'm
like he
sorry.
ran out of things to
I'm sorry,
do.
what? He took you
Yes.
to Sports Authority?
Yeah, we did a lap. And I got home from the date that night and I told mom, I was like, I don't think he liked me. Like he didn't talk very much. I don't
Did you
know.
guys talk on your lap through Sports Authority?
I mean, I was talking. I'm very talkative, but he's not so much, which I mean, it works now.
Yeah, of
When
course.
you're first dating, it was really awkward.
What in the world was going through his head? Like, I'm gonna take this girl that I kind of like to sports.
I mean, he was 17. It
Okay, that's
was
fair.
like
That's
great. Like, we were
fair.
pretty awkward, but it was,
So
yeah.
after that, obviously you were like, okay, I don't really know if this is gonna work out. What was like the next, did you initiate anything or did he?
I mean, we kept like texting and then he asked me to go on another date and I was like, okay, I guess he did like me. I don't know.
That's
And
hysterical.
we went to Bass Pro, which sounds crazy, but it's like the pyramid in Memphis,
Yeah. I actually
that's
know what that
the big
is.
one. So we went there and he was way more talkative then because if
Yeah.
Austin, that's like 1,000% his element. Like he was showing me everything and I was like, okay, this is much better.
He like hunts and fishes and all that, right?
Oh my gosh, he loves it. And it was pouring rain. And this is like when I knew, I know this is crazy, but this is when I knew like he was it. So it was pouring rain like after we got into Bass Pro and we were going to leave. And he was like, "Hold on, Sarah, here, I'm gonna go get the car." And I never had a
Oh,
guy other than my dad do that. And
that's
I was
really
like,
nice.
"Oh my gosh." And he went and got the car. And then, yeah, but then the draft night happened.
Oh,
And
so this was after the car, and then you were
yes.
probably more confused.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second. I don't know if like I really do want to marry him. No, I think that's awesome. That's really sweet. Go Austin. Yay, that's so
know.
exciting.
He's a sweetheart. He really is.
Here are your Sonic Patty Melts. Enjoy your Sonic.
Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
The patty melt is back. Enjoy 100% pure seasoned beef, melty American cheese, grilled onions, and thick Texas toast. The Sonic Patty Melt, $3.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Try one half price in the app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You were clueless about baseball back then, like you said, but now clearly you're not. You've been through a couple of baseball seasons with Austin. How would you describe being a baseball wife?
hectic. It can be overwhelming, but it's like, it is so worth it to see. I mean, the pure joy last season, the end of it, like when they won. Oh my goodness. Like I was crying. I mean, I was also pregnant, so I was emotional as is, but just to see them so happy, like there's not another feeling. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. The boys were so happy, and I don't know. That's like the biggest accomplishment you can have in this career. And they did it. And so proud. Proud is like the perfect word, I guess.
Yeah. Austin having done that so early in his career is incredible. And you were along for the whole ride. I was there. I was at the World Series, and I just remember how I couldn't even describe it. It was just so incredible. I mean, I wish they could have won it in Atlanta, but still, I was surprised by how many people were there. Remember, if you look into the stands, it was just like a million Braves fans. It was awesome.
It was incredible. It like chill bumps every time I think about it. It was unreal. And it happened like that, you know, like, I mean, we all started getting our hopes up with that, that big Homer Soler hit. And then like, they just kept rolling them in. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like we're about to be world champions. It was insane.
I know that still gives me the chills. I just remember I kept thinking, you know, everyone that is a baseball fan is superstitious in some way. And I kept thinking, okay, like something's going to happen to the Braves. Like it's, especially if you're a fan of anything in Atlanta, you always have that in the back of your head, like something's going to happen. But this was no doubt their year, which is weird because they went through so much last year for sure. What was it like sitting there? Cause you're obviously a little bit more invested than just the fan because your husband is a part of the team. It's very different when you care about somebody that's contributing, obviously. What was it like for you? You said it was an emotional when they actually won, but for the whole game, was it just stressful? What was it like?
Honestly, I don't know why. I don't really get nervous for him. I guess there's nothing I can do. You know what I mean? To really help him in any way when it comes to the baseball part of it.
Yeah.
So when I sit there, I mean, yes, I want him to get a hit or to do well fielding, everything like that, but there's only so much I can do. But the investment was unreal. I mean, the tears just like like after they won. I don't think you could have stopped them. It wasn't possible.
Are you guys ever going to get over it? I mean, I feel like you can't, right? Because it happens, then you're celebrating and then there's a parade and there's just like so much going on. Do you feel like you're still not over it here today?
I mean, my head still hasn't wrapped around it. I think they get their rings this weekend, maybe. Yep.
And yep. Saturday, by the way.
So that'll be... that might make it more real. Honestly, the parade made it really real. I feel like
that's awesome.
Like everything, like the win and the night, and we left the next day.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like a whirlwind. And when we got back, then we had the parade, and I feel like all the guys, it kind of like hit them.
Yeah.
That they won. So it was awesome.
The parade was insane. First of all, you were on a bus, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what it was, a bus, the little double-decker thing.
Okay, yes. So you take me through like the perspective from the bus, because first of all, you guys were flying down downtown. Did it feel like you were going that fast?
It was so cold, so yes.
Did you really thank God because it was cold? So what was it like riding the bus?
It was unbelievable, like the amount of support that the fans had and people had, and it was so sweet. I don't know, I just loved it. It was unreal. Everyone was so amped up that it just made like it that much better. And I feel as if everyone, I don't know, like it brought the boys to life almost. Yeah. Like all of the guys were on a new level.
We saw on social media.
A great time. So.
Which as they should, World Series champs. I mean, it was nuts. It was so awesome.
It was insane. I'm so honored to have been a part of all of it. And I mean, so blessed, all of us. So, so lucky.
What was your favorite part of the day?
Of the parade day?
Yeah.
I really think at the end when we went into the stadium and then, cause honestly, like that was a hard day too. Cause that's when we all said goodbye to each other for the off season.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't know, you never know who's going to be back the next year. So it was just sweet. And all the guys getting up and speaking. And I mean, it was really sweet. It was just a good time.
You brought up an interesting point because baseball is really bizarre in that way, and that you may find like really good friends, like your good group of girlfriends that are other wives. And then they may be gone next season. What is that like? I mean, are you guys a pretty close knit group, as close as you can be, given the fact that there's so much change?
So last year was seriously the most incredible group of girls like ever. Like everyone bonded and got along so well. And I feel like that contributes to the guys aspect too. Like everyone's just friends, the whole team, all the wives, everyone's happy and like genuinely enjoy spending time with each other.
Yeah.
But it is sad when they leave, like when someone leaves, or I mean, cause you never know, like you don't know who could come back, or I don't know. Some people, you know, they're in Chicago this year, or our roommates got traded mid-season last year and that was our best friends. And I mean, it happens all the time though. So you just kind of have to accept it, I guess. It's just part of it. But
kind of roll with the punches, I guess.
I try to stay in contact with as many of my friends as, you know, I can, you know, through text or whenever, if they come to us or we go to them, like that's always, that makes it way more fun too. So.
Yeah. Cause you get to see friends on the road and stuff like that. Have you talked to any of the wives that have kids about what to kind of expect now that you're going to have a little boy running around?
I feel like I've observed over the past however many seasons.
Yep.
So they're all, Brittany Darno's already said, she's like, he's going to have all his baseball aunts. And I'm like,
oh, so cute.
Everyone is so helpful and sweet. And Corinne Jackson is one who helped me find my doctor here. Like, awesome. They're so unbelievably supportive. So I'm excited for all of us to do it together.
Yeah, I'm constantly amazed by baseball wives because there's so many games in a season, right? But then when there's babies involved, like there's so much more that goes into that day. I mean, I'm so amazed by you guys and you're about to be one of them. And I remember one of my favorite things because, you know, we weren't allowed in the clubhouse. We are now, reporters are now allowed back, but we weren't last year. So I got to see the babies running on the field, which you normally wouldn't. And it was so cool because there were so many of them that were just friends and hanging out. And I love that.
Oh, they're so cute. Like it cracks me up when they all get together and play, and they're adorable. Like
unbelievable, especially the Darno's son, right?
Well, Charlie is their daughter and she's 3.
Who am I thinking of?
But Brittany had a son last July. I think she had him in July, Leo.
Yeah, they're cute. Yeah, that's not who I'm thinking of though. They're really cute, but I'm thinking of Duval's son, right?
Stone.
Blooper. Yes, Stone. Him and Blooper. Okay. It's back. I got it. So cute. That could be your son.
I know. Maybe. We'll see. I'm surprised Stone's not more scared, or the kids aren't more scared of Blooper. Sometimes mascots scare kids, but.
Yeah. And he looks a little scary, honestly. So, especially if you're a kid, you know,
he is different, but he has a way and Stone loves him. So
obsessed. It's so funny. I mean, it's so funny because I was talking to his mom and I was like, does he just hang out with him the whole time? She said, yeah, I literally don't even worry when I'm on the field because I know that anywhere Blooper is, he's going to be over there. And seriously, turn around. There he is sitting on a bench with Blooper. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's like 2 or less than 2.
So cute. Yes.
So cute. Amazing.
Precious.
So you're going to be a boy mom, which is probably very exciting for Austin, I would imagine.
He's so pumped. He's ready to have a little hunting buddy. So
not baseball.
You do realize that's going to be a few years before you can take him hunting with you.
Baby. He's gonna try. He's gonna try.
He's gonna try for sure. Maybe baseball. I don't know. We'll see.
No pressure.
Austin's brother's a big golfer, so
cool.
We will. I feel like that might be pushed too. So yeah.
That's cool.
We'll see.
So I want to go back to the baseball thing real quick about how you know, you didn't know anything when you first started dating. Do you understand? You clearly understand a lot more now, but how did you get to that point? Did you study? Did you ask Austin? You know, what happened?
Well, it's funny because when I used to go visit him and when he was in Rome, what is that? Single A, low A.
Yeah.
And I'd go visit him and I'd be at a game and something would happen and his mom would text me and be like, what just happened? I'm like, I don't know. He like hit it and the guy caught it. And like, she'd be like, oh my gosh, Anna. So sitting with his parents at games was definitely like my teaching moments, I guess. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
That's where I learned a lot of it. And then I would ask Austin a lot of questions, but I try to be his like safe space almost, like,
yeah,
where we don't have to talk baseball. Like, I mean, we do, but it's not the center of our conversation and stuff. But at the beginning, yes, I definitely asked like a ton of questions because I didn't know anything.
But now you do, so you don't really have to ask as many questions, I guess.
Yes, I think I've got it down for the most part. There's still a few things that might trip me up, but I think I've got it down.
So what is your opening day plan? Like, what does that look like? Cause you said you have people coming in, and I'm sure it's a lot to navigate with both families. How does that work?
Well, tomorrow will just be a regular game day, I guess. We'll just go to the field. I think it'll just be his parents and myself tomorrow. So
that's good.
That won't be bad at all. And then his sister and brother-in-law and their baby will be here Friday and Saturday.
So do you kind of navigate who comes to which game? And because I'm sure you guys have friends that ask to come and parents, and do you kind of facilitate that or how does that work?
No. People just text and be like, hey, do you care if we come? And most of the time we're like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
We have people here pretty much every homestand, not necessarily like staying with us, but like friends, or he has a really big family, so people that he knows and stuff, there's people here all the time. But I mean, that makes it fun.
Yeah, of course. And do you travel a lot?
Not really. I really don't. I did go to all of the playoff games last season, and I went to the San Diego, Arizona road trip last season, and then Miami. That's always a fun one.
So yeah,
that one's good. And then the year before was the COVID year, and the year before that was like his first year up, so I was still really new to everything.
Yeah. So I gotta ask you, baby's coming in 4 weeks.
Yes.
What's the plan if you go into labor and there is a game happening? What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
I talked about it.
So stressed about it this whole time.
I don't want to stress you out.
No, you're good. I think that, you know, my due date is May 3rd. So they're actually supposed to be in New York.
Okay.
On the due date. We don't really have a plan. I guess it's just kind of a waiting game. If he's in a game, I think he gets called out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I told my mom to be on standby, but it's still 5.5 hours to her. So I guess we'll see.
Oh my God.
Does it too. So I'm like, if everyone else can do it, I can do it. I'm like trying not to be too dramatic.
Don't be dramatic. That's stressful. That is stressful. But a lot of baseball wives have had babies in the middle of season. I had someone on the podcast that was telling me all about that. Actually, you should ask Ronnie Snicker about that, because she's been with a couple of baseball wives like during that whole thing. And she's seen it all. Obviously she's been in baseball forever. You should ask her about it, because there are, there's been so many instances over the years where they've had baseball wives have babies in the middle of season. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, it sounds crazy. I'm just praying everything works out the way it should.
It will.
And he's there. That's all that matters.
Like, as that's long true. As
you make it there.
That is true. And that's what I hope too. And you got 4 weeks, so you got a little bit of time, which is great. just a little. Okay. So I don't want to keep you too long. One of my last questions for you, Austin, you know, has improved so much. I feel like every single year that he's in the league, he gets better and better and better. And he's in such a good spot in his career. Are you just so proud to see him evolve and to see where he is now?
Yes, I am so proud of him. He works so hard. Like, I know everyone is so proud of their significant other, but like, his work ethic just amazes me every single day. He loves baseball and he hits in the off season, works out like crazy. I mean, he wants to be as good as he can, or to the best of his ability. So I don't know. I am so proud of him.
And it's awesome that you guys are with the Braves. I mean, how lucky, because really, like, when you're in Mississippi, you don't have a major league baseball team. So a lot of people love the Braves in Mississippi, which is great for you guys.
It works out really well. There's only us and the Cardinals really that are in the South. So, I mean, it's been great and everyone's been so supportive. It's so sweet to see all the support that we get from home and from here. So it's super nice.
Well, I know that all of Braves country loves Austin so much, and you are so sweet, and I'm so glad that you came on my podcast, and I'm so excited for you guys to be new parents. It's going to be a really exciting time, and I am wishing you nothing but the best of luck in your labor and all of the new things and exciting things that come with a newborn. So I'm glad you came on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And good luck this season, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. I hope maybe we'll have a repeat. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that would be amazing. They could do it. Listen, if anyone could do it, the Braves can. They're loaded once again and might be even better than last year. So we'll see.
We'll see. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
You know, ever since we recorded that episode, I've been thinking a lot about the Rileys because I just think they're such terrific people. Anna and I have texted quite a bit, and she's just so genuine and pure-hearted. It's such a joy to get to know her, and especially to get to cover her husband. Great dude, doing fantastic things on and off of the diamond. And best of luck to them with this brand new baby. Going to be really exciting here in a couple weeks, and getting those tips from those long-tenured mothers in Major League Baseball is probably going to be a great thing. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Married to the Game. I will see you in just a couple weeks with a brand new exciting guest. I'll see you then.